Hi, I'm Michaela Hutchinson, a Senior Program Manager on the Xamarin Platform team. I'm excited to introduce you to Visual Studio for Mac, a new member of the Visual Studio family. We'll start with an overview of Visual Studio for Mac, and then we'll jump right into the IDE for a quick tour. We'll take a look at its core features, including rapid development of high-quality mobile app experiences with Xamarin Platform. Finally, we'll take a look at developing cloud backends with ASP.NET Core and sharing code between your mobile app and cloud backend using .NET Standard. Visual Studio for Mac is a full-featured IDE that should feel familiar to any Visual Studio developer. However, we also designed it to feel right at home on the Mac, and it looks and behaves like a Mac user would expect. It's not entirely new. It's an evolution of Xamarin Studio from a mobile-focused IDE to a true full-stack development environment. And it's a part of the Visual Studio family, sharing not just its user experience, but significant parts of its code, its DNA, if you will, with its siblings, Visual Studio and Visual Studio Code. Visual Studio for Mac is tightly focused on mobile-first, cloud-first development, and you can develop for the whole stack right from one place. There's Xamarin iOS and Xamarin Android for building native mobile app experiences in C#, with drag-and-drop visual designers to help you build high-quality user interfaces. There's the cross-platform UI library, Xamarin Forms, to help you share more code between iOS, Android, and UWP, with XAML UI markup and a live preview of how it will look on various devices. And since nearly every mobile app has a cloud backend, we've also included ASP.NET Core and .NET Core for developing your app's backend. Developing and consuming .NET standard libraries is fully supported, so it's easy to share models and logic between your Xamarin mobile app and its ASP.NET cloud backend. In addition to these projects, there are all the other core features you'd expect to see in an IDE. There's rich C# IntelliSense powered by Roslyn with refactorings, code analyzers, and fixes. Visual Studio for Mac uses the MS Build project format and build engine, so its projects and solutions are compatible with Visual Studio, and developers on Mac and Windows can easily work together. Integrated NuGet package management gives you access to the universe of NuGet packages and components for use in your apps. There's a powerful debugger for Xamarin and for .NET Core. Integrated Git source control helps you manage your work. And there's much, much more. Let's jump right in and take a look. When you open Visual Studio for Mac, you'll see the welcome page, which should be immediately familiar to any Visual Studio developer. To create a new project, you would go to File, New Solution, and here you see the range of new project types that we create. In the multi-platform section, you have a range of templates that create multiple projects at once, such as the Connected app, which creates an iOS project, an Android project, and an ASP.NET Core server backend for that project. You also have options for creating Xamarin Forms apps or individual iOS, tvOS, Android, .NET Core, Mac, or a few other types as well. For now, I'm going to skip out of this and go straight to a project that I've already created. Up here, you can see the information about the project loading. This is the notification bar, and it's where pretty much any message about things that are going on is shown to you, such as building or restoring packages. Up here in the toolbar, there's the run button on the left, and also your options for picking your current build configuration. Here in the solution view, you have the Solution Explorer on the right, which shows all of your projects and the files in them. And then you have the source editor in the center. There's also a number of other pads around the sides, such as the toolbox and the outline, which can be docked and auto-hidden. There are a number of additional pads that you can add from the menu. Up here in the toolbar, you can see the Run button, your option for what project you're currently executing when you run, your build configuration, and if your project supports different kinds of devices, your target device. I'm going to take a quick look at the iOS project now. So here we have our iOS project with a lot of very iOS-specific files. The main storyboard is the UI definition, and if I open that, it opens up in the iOS designer. So here in the storyboard designer, you can see the various pages that make up this app. There's the tab bar controller, the table view navigation controller. There's a whole bunch of different things here. We have our sign-in screen, and the storyboard defines how the flows take place between these. This is specific to iOS. The other platforms have their own ways of doing things. And here we have the toolbox. You can drag and drop controls. You can select them and edit properties right here. We have the outline where you can see the structure of the view. But for now, I'm going to go back and take a look at the server app. So here we have our program entry point, our ASP.NET Core entry point. And you can see in this file that some of these usings are actually grayed out. And there are some little markers on the bar here. This is because we have Roslyn-powered code analysis. And in fact, if you right-click on this and do quick fix, it'll give you an option to remove them and clean up those unused usings there. Let's take a look in another file. The item controller is our ASP.NET Core web API controller. And here you can see all of the different methods that the service defines for the app to call. Now, we're going to go and make a few changes to this so that you can see that it's a real demo. So I'm going to go and take a look at what this item repository is. And you can see when I click that, it highlights all of the instances of that, all of the references to that symbol in this file. So I click on that and go to declaration. And this takes me to where that symbol was defined. So actually, I wanted to go to the to that interface. So I go to that using the Command D shortcut. All of our shortcuts have been designed to feel native on Mac. Though if you want shortcuts the closer to VS on Windows, then we do have an option to switch. Here's the interface. I'm going to go navigate. Find derived symbols, and here we have the actual implementation. So here we see we have the repository where the server stores the data in this list of items. So here we have, when the repository is initialized, we add a new item saying that C# is very sharp, which is true. I'm going to just do Alt-Shift-Up to select that expression, Alt-Enter to refactor it, and I'm going to introduce a local, which appears right there. And I get inline rename. And there we go. And I'm also going to duplicate that line using Command C, Command V without a selection. And I'm going to add another item, Mac Visual Studio is on Mac. And I'm going to just rename that. And you can see the C# IntelliSense here, powered by Roslyn. And so here we have this. I'm going to build it with Command K. You can see it building up in the status bar there. If you don't know all of the keyboard shortcuts, they are also available in the menu. And now I can run it. So if I go into the solution options here, you can see I have a run configuration, which is like a build conf- configuration, but for running your app. And this run configuration is set to launch both the iOS app and the service. And this configuration is called app and service. Now, if I go and switch this here to make that app and service configuration my current run target, now when I run this, it will launch both the service and the app and debug them with the Xamarin debugger and the .NET Core debugger. It takes a moment to build, and then it launches the iPhone simulator. Okay, and here is our app. And you can see that it immediately hit that add method because our simulator app called the server and the server initialized this controller. So I'm just going to continue and continue. Those were the two items that we added in the constructor. And now when you go back to the simulator, you can see that our app has fetched these items from the server. Now I'm going to add an item here. And save this. And you see that it hits the breakpoint in the server app. And when we inspect this item here in the locals pad, we see that this has the description and text that we entered in the app. Today we saw how Visual Studio for Mac enables you to create Xamarin mobile apps and ASP.NET Core server backends using C# on a Mac. You can find out more at aka.ms/vsmac, where you can download the preview today. We're releasing this preview because we want your feedback so that we can make it better. I encourage you to download Visual Studio for Mac, give it a spin, and let us know what you think. If you run into any problems, you can use the Report a Problem link in the IDE to let us know about them so we can fix them. And if you have any suggestions about things you'd like us to add or do differently, the Provide a Suggestion link will take you to our user voice, where you can vote on your favorite suggestions to help us prioritize what to focus on. Thank you for watching. I hope you enjoy exploring the Visual Studio for Mac preview, and I look forward to hearing from you all.